still counts.
No, it's the world's cured. There's none left now.
Mate, Peterborough is the
third.
We've
heard it first, guys.
Peterborough is the third worst place in the UK for Rona.
Wow.
So when it comes to like, if they do like a tier system, I'm getting in another lockdown.
Yeah.
All right.
Nathan's like, was the worst at one point.
You were when the clubs opened.
It was bad at one point when it. I think Ipswich is the worst now, but.
No one cares about
it. No one cares.
Yeah.
You get rid of that.
Don't even know where it is.
I'm like, where do I start? What's up? This is the Tropical Polar Bears podcast. I'm Luke Russell.
I'm Jared Stevenson.
And I'm Adam Mason.
Welcome to the show. I don't know what to do with my hands because it's been so long since we recorded like a sit down episode in person.
We tried last time, but then there was a whole kerfuffle with taxis and trains.
Yeah, I tried getting a taxi like an hour and a half in advance. They were like, nothing till 9 o'clock, mate.
Yeah.
I was like, why?
It's literally like, I remember we set everything up and we're like, right, good to go. And we're like, oh, I'll just quickly book a taxi before we crack on, you know, just to make sure I'm
be prepared and everything.
Yeah, and then it was just a straight up like, nah, sorry, mate. It's still the same now, mate. It's terrible. I don't know what's going on.
So I brought my bike today, so I have to cycle.
That's it.
All right, so what we're doing today is we have completely ripped off Happy Hour. Which is, it's basically, they've done an episode, a little mini season that we're doing now, which is the A to Z of the worst things. So we've all prepared a list, going by the letter, of what we think are the worst things. I don't think any of us have gone for anything serious here.
No.
So when it comes to M and we've not put murderer, don't be like, oh, murderers are worse than mangoes or some shit. Like, I'm going to divide this up into like four episodes kind of thing.
And if we don't have murderers, it doesn't mean we...
Doesn't mean we condone murder.
Do we? Do we?
That's for you to decide.
Yeah.
So what we'll do as well is for each one, we'll decide out of the three which one we like best kind of thing. Like, just for fun. Like, there's no real reason for it, but just see what the opinions are. So
yeah, this train rolling.
All right, A. Let's go Jack first and we'll work our way round.
My A is ants.
Okay,
so you started this list and were literally like the first thing you could think of was
what do they
ants
teach
A,
kids when they're doing the alphabet?
Yeah.
Like, what's something that they can
it's
do?
Ants or apple?
Well, no, but like ants are annoying, aren't they? Like if they get in your house, they start eating everything or they bite you, like it's just irritating shit.
Well, that's fair. You're not wrong. You're not wrong. I think that's a fair point, actually. Yeah. What have you got, Luke?
Anime gatekeepers. Mate, I hate people that are like, oh, you've got to watch it subbed, not dubbed. Do you know what I mean? These are the people,
mate,
I'm talking about.
Yes,
here.
With the fucking, especially at the minute with Squid Game.
Yeah.
You start watching the English one, and then I'm like, you can't really be watching it.
I grew up watching.
I watched the dub version.
But I grew up watching Dragon Ball dubbed. So now I feel like I can't watch the subbed version because that's not Goku's voice. That's not Vegeta's voice. Do you know what I mean? And some of the dubbing is done really well. Yeah.
Like, I mean, you can't really tell anyway because they just kind of open and close their mouth.
Yeah,
like,
some of
the people
Squid
are
games
so
was
like,
a bit, like, questionable.
There was a few little translation bits like, I'm having a really crazy day today. Everything's crazy. Like, no one would say this.
Stop it, crazy man. Like, it's like,
but it's just annoying. Like, I hate it. Like, there's definitely that with anime where people are very strong on that. You watch dubbed? Like, they look at you like you're dirty because you want to be able to look away from the screen for a second and still know what's being said. Do you know what I mean? I'll watch it in subbed. If it's only available in subbed and it's something I really want to watch, I'll watch it in subbed. It doesn't bother me.
Mm-hmm.
It's just I'd rather watch it in dubbed if it's available.
Like, this is a good point about it. So, like, Squid Games, for example, I know it's not anime.
I didn't want to use S for, like, sub, not dub, so I used A for anime gatekeepers instead.
Yeah.
Like,
So, like, Squid Games has some incredible shots, beautiful colours, and the scenery's crazy. And, like, I feel like I miss out watching subs. Do you know what I mean? Like, because I was watching the dub version, I was able to take in, like, the kind of cinematography. And
this is a bit off topic, but did any of you find that it was quite annoying that all of the dubbed, like, voice actors, bar a few, all sound American? And you were like...
Yeah, there was, like...
It's all based in Korea, like...
Yeah.
They should be Korean, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it was just like, you know, the crazy woman that
everyone
hated and everything. It was like, this voice does not fit, do you know what I mean? In the surroundings and everything, it just sounds so like odd. And also, apparently, they did a really bad job with her. apparently in the sub, I'm arguing against my own point here. In the subbed version, apparently she's really badass and everything. And you know where she's calling like the other geezer old man? She calls him daddy. But when they translated it, for whatever reason, they've put it as old man. I mean, if you were watching it subbed, it would still say old man because they've translated it to English. But if you're watching it in Korean, you're getting the real thing about her character.
And apparently, better than the
apparently, she was actually really threatening to a lot of the characters, but they just changed it all completely. So, as much as we find her character annoying, apparently there was like some translation issues there. But I can't stand anime gatekeepers. It annoys me. So, Adam, fair enough. What's yours?
Well, that's probably a bit controversial now. Adam Sandler, can't stand him.
I'm not on your side. I can agree to an extent. I don't really hate anyone,
but I just dislike his films.
All of them?
Yeah, mate, there's none that I've ever really vibed with. He's got the same name.
I thought Grown Ups was overrated. I
thought that meant that I could be
so overrated. Nah, the first Grown Ups was so elite. Overrated. All right, I had the first Grown Ups, yeah. I watched it. This was years ago when it first came out. I think I might have been like 15. I watched it. And then genuinely started it again and watched it again. Because I just found it that good. Like I just really liked everything about it. Mate, I love that.
I've never watched like
Adam Sandler is a bit hit and miss. Like there are some films of it. Like if you're going to watch like Jack and Jill. Like,
that was shit, mate.
Exactly. That's what Big Daddy. Big Daddy's a banger.
Never seen
Click, it. Click was good. I will admit.
Click is a banger.
Never seen it.
Uncut Gems was really good.
Was that his writing though? Like are we talking Adam Sandler as an actor or is... him writing
I think he's choosing films so I don't know whether he's choosing them he's writing them whatever he's doing
his comedies he writes
he I produces think. a lot of them are with his Happy Madison Productions aren't they so but I understand that because I've got this thing with comedy where I don't like silly comedy a lot of the time and that's why
that's
I really like Step Brothers. I know it's really silly comedy but I'm very hit and miss with Will Ferrell.
I know, I agree, and I can understand
people having that opinion about Adam Sandler, but like he's just got like Happy Gilmore banger, Waterboy banger, Billy Madison banger, Big Daddy banger. Like he has got some really good films, but I know he has also got some stinkers.
One of my main issues with him is like his ego shines through on a lot of his stuff. Like he always gives himself like the fittest wife or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I mean. It's
There's a few little bits in it.
Yeah, but if you would.
But if you could choose to act opposite
Jennifer Aniston, you just would. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you're in that position where you get to choose to act, and you got very much. Like,
but regular people don't date Jennifer Aniston. Do you know what I mean?
No, I know, but they're not regular people. And you've got to bear in mind, I know he's got a few films with Jennifer Aniston, but those two are like best friends. They are really good friends off camera, apparently. Like, yeah, they are really close off camera. Now, I think his kids call her like auntie and everything. Like, they're really close. So from that element, it's like, it makes sense. But I do find it, you know what one I do find weird? You know Dodgeball? Mm. You know Vince Vaughn's character, the woman he ends up hooking up with? That's Ben Stiller's wife.
Oh, really?
And Ben Stiller is also in Dodgeball. So I just find it really weird. And Ben Stiller's like a producer and everything. And he's just like... yeah, go kiss Vince Vaughn maybe in the film
was,
I'm in.
Maybe it's just a joke, like, oh, it'd be funny to think
about it. Yeah, I'm sure it was, but it's just weird, isn't it?
It's weird when you think about it.
But all right, Ants, anime gatekeepers, or Adam Sandler?
Adam Sandler.
I've got Adam Sandler.
Oh, man. I don't agree. I think anime gatekeepers is better.
I think that's a close second, definitely.
Yeah.
Mate, what are you thinking, mate? Ants, there's nothing there. Nothing
he was thinking, I need to prep a list. That's what he was thinking.
It was the first thing that came to my head, but they are annoying.
All right, B. So I'll go next. Birth year tattoos.
Yeah.
So this one, I had to ask Adam because I wrote birth year tattoos because I hate when people get there, they just write established 1993 or some shit like that. And I remembered that you have Roman numerals on your arm, which are a number, and I was like, shit, that's not a birth year tattoo, is it? And I had to check with him, but it's not.
No,
so
no,
it's fine.
Number 36, I've got that, I mean, because that's where we lived. We'll stop.
But I don't have much to say about it. I just don't like birth year tattoos.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think that's odd, isn't it? Why would you get your, especially if you get your own birthday. If it was like maybe
some
like
some people get their own name.
Yeah, if it's like you got like your kid.
Why? You know what I mean? Like, why are you getting your own name tattooed? Like, I knew this woman. Like, I know that this was a trend and everything, but you know tramp stamps. Mm. My tutor at college, this woman, she was a young woman. Like all the guys had a bit of a crush on her and everything. Like she wasn't that far away. She was quite young. Like, and she bent over one day and she had. I'm not going to say her name, but she had her name tattooed just above her ass, like her top rode up, and we all saw it and we were like, what the fuck? Why would you do that? Do you know what I mean? Like,
that
but,
is weird.
I mean, maybe that's just me, but. Right, Adam. Cool.
So, this is going to come up a fair few times in this one, I'm not going to lie. Birds. I hate them.
Yeah.
They have no reason to be in my life. However, they often are. And just made in.
Birds are beautiful, man.
Birds are not beautiful.
I'm not on board with you on this, but I'm on your side.
They fucking shit everywhere, man.
And pigeons are the ugliest one.
They're grim.
They are the vermin. Like,
I hate all birds, mate.
Unless you know, I just see like a blue tit, and you're like, oh, that's a good looking bird.
No, never, like, never. I think to myself, why do you exist?
I carefully chose my choice.
Do you ever see a blue? Do you ever see a blue teat and think, what a wonderful bird?
No, I like birds. I'd love to have a parrot.
Actually, a robin. Do you not see a robin?
Robins.
You're like, oh, that's sick, then.
Nah.
Really?
What about owls? Owls are like magnificent.
What about if we get a Christmas card and it's got a robin on it? You're like,
oh. I'm like pictures and that. But when I was a kid, this school teacher or counselor, whatever, was talking about it because I was like, shit, scared of birds. And try to convince my parents that actually they got like baby chickens or baby or chicks or whatever that I'd get used to it. And I was like, please don't fucking do that.
Is there like a definitive point in your life,
yes,
like where a bird attacked you?
Yes, yes.
Can you explain it?
Wait, before you explain, what type of bird was it?
So, child, I was walking through town with my father when I was like two or three, and I ran off. And there was a bird eating a homeless man.
As
a kid, I was walking down the street with my dad, and I remember having an ice cream and a pigeon coming in trying to eat it, and it was flapping in front of me. And also going to Rand Farm, you know, like when you're a kid and you go to school and that, and just a big fucking rooster.
I remember I had one of them Dairy Dunker pots at Brand Farm. It was like the straw one. I threw up after having it. I've never eaten them again.
Yeah, I don't like them either.
I love it. It's about birds, so I was expecting, oh, birds
you
came
said
along
Rand
and
Farm,
nicked.
They just gave me flashbacks.
Yeah. But I was thinking like, oh, that you were going to be like, oh, birds swooped down and stole my Dairy, my last Dunker. And then you're just like, oh,
they
I
used to be my favourite because I threw up on that day. I can't eat.
I can't eat chicken nuggets for the same reason, mate. When I was a kid, I remember throwing up after eating chicken nuggets.
I'm like that with cocktail sausages. One year I just ate too many before Christmas and made me throw up.
That's sad. I like cocktail sausages.
They used to be my favourite. All right, what's yours? What's your B?
Budweiser.
I don't mind Budweiser.
I would agree. Thing is, me and Jack drank a lot of Budweiser when we were like 17.
I think there's worse beers. Like,
because it was so
I feel
cheap.
Like it's the pinnacle worst beer.
And it would, would come in big crates. It still does.
Yeah.
We used to get big crates and stuff. And everyone at a house buy would always bring a massive crate of Budweiser. So we drank so much Budweiser that I was just really numb to Budweiser now.
I dislike Carling more.
I can drink it, but I just don't enjoy it.
Same. Yeah, Carling or what's the other one that's really nuts?
Carlsberg. I don't mind Carlsberg because that was the cheapest one at all the uni bars while I was at uni. So I kind of got into drinking Carlsberg. So
top tier, San Miguel,
yeah.
Peroni, Leffe, and Corona.
Yeah,
I'm not big on Corona.
No, I like a Corona.
San Miguel. I'm past
Copperberg. Copperberg from Draft. San Miguel's another one I have to have it from Draft.
Copperberg.
Corona is the only beer that I actually enjoy from a bottle. Mm. Any other beers I have to have from draft. Like Budweiser, I can drink it from a bottle, but I would prefer a Corona.
And the shit beers, Corona's like top tier.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like if I'm a bit stretched for money, I'll get a Corona. You know?
All right, so what is worse, birds, Budweiser, or birth year tattoos? Because I still dislike I still dislike birth year tattoos more than Budweiser or birds. I don't have an issue with birds or Budweiser.
I'll say birds, mate. Oh wait, no, because you're all gonna say your own ones.
No, but that's because I literally don't have an issue with either of yours. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't have a major issue with Budweiser, but it's my least like this.
I'm gonna say birth year tattoos.
Yeah, I'd rather have Carlsberg than
that. I'll say birth year tattoos.
I just think it's a bit
because I know it's a personal thing for me about birds. I know it's not for everyone else. So. But in terms of,
I'm gonna go with Luke's for this one, just because I think it is absolutely trashy when you get like both of you.
Yeah.
All right, Adam says secretly he's got one. So
pulling up the trousers.
He's like, I'm not gonna vote for that one.
What have you got for the letter C?
So for C, this is a good one, man. Car people. So people who are obsessed with cars,
I'm not against this.
They set their profile picture as a fucking car, and then you go and like you're talking to them about, oh, I might get a car one day, and they're like, well, you need to check the vibrator. It's got a 7-gauge on it, mate. If he hasn't got that, then what are you doing riding the car? And shut the fuck up.
I know. Like, so most of the people that I play football with are car people. And as soon as they start talking about cars, I'm like, I'm off, lads. Like, I can't be arsed. But two of them had the exact same car, make, model, everything, same colour. And they were arguing about which one was faster. And I was like, they are exactly the same. Like, I couldn't care less about this. Exactly.
Well, they're like, well, I've remapped my engine, so...
Yeah, it was all sorts of shit like that. And I'm just like, I couldn't care less. Like,
it's so annoying.
We've just bought a car, and I was literally just like, I just want something that's comfortable, that works and just doesn't look battered kind of thing. And granted, we've got 66 plates. I think it's a really nice car. But when I was chatting to my mates that football and everything, and they were all like boy racers and all that stuff and everything, and they were just like, a bit ugly, innit? And I'm like, it's a Ford Fiesta, man.
Yeah.
Like, how do you get an ugly Ford Fiesta? Like, it'll drive.
Drives you to places. And
it? Just because I can go over speed bumps and you can't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, Jack, what you got for C?
Cats.
Cats.
You've literally gone for the most simple ones for each letter.
I like that.
You know you're not going to get Adam on this.
I like your cat.
You might have
I didn't realise you were doing a voting thing now. I probably would have put a vote on
you. You might have gotten me a few years ago, but once Ali and I formed our
I saw a really good point about cats that basically said that people expect, because dogs just come up to you and they love you straight away.
Yeah.
People expect cats to be that same way.
They're not that.
No. You've got to earn that trust, and at the same time, they're also their own.
I also saw a thing that cats don't have the ability to empathize. So, like, if you die, your dog will be sad. But if you die,
something like within it's not a very long time before if you die, your dog will eat you. As much as your dog loves you and everything, there's a thing and it's not days, it's hours. Like,
oh yeah, I know that's true, but like.
I'm a dog person. I can't stand cats in comparison. Do you know what I mean? But I don't really have them. I don't understand people that like prefer cats to dogs, because I'm like, yeah, you gotta earn the trust and all that shit. But it's like, why wouldn't you just?
I think the
love that loves you, and that a cat never looks happy. A dog like looks like they're smiling and everything.
I'll show you a cat video later on, mate. You will think, mate.
He'll go back and change his seat to Carlsberg.
I'm not like major against cats. You know what I mean? Like when your cat comes in the room, I don't like hate it. I just think cats are bastards, man, and I'd rather.
Yeah, they are.
Do you know what I mean?
I think
there's something special about that bond between a human and a dog.
It's unmatched. It's a different type of.
I feel like
some people like to be in a relationship where they get like tormented a bit and everything, and some people like you know, there's the whole like, oh, treat them mean kind of thing. Some people like being kept on their toes. Some people like that shit. I don't.
A cat.
So when it comes to a cat or a dog,
relationship.
Exactly.
My cat's
a dog is a loving, trusting relationship. A cat is might go and fuck someone down the pub.
But do you let your cat out of the house?
No, because
so therefore you're being toxic to your cat. So really, the cat is never toxic.
There's actually not. Cats are cool. No, she's got no interest in going outside, other than when she's a bit horny.
I would.
She'll run to the bottom of the stairs when a cat's walking past. She wants
to. I would genuinely be scared because I've heard so many horror stories of people just finding that their cat has died, like going out on the road and stuff. Like
there was a thing a while back, some cat around here got shot with an airsoft rifle.
Oh, what?
Decided not to. Came back.
Well,
it was alive.
It was Jack.
It was Jack.
Jack. That's why he put a C on his. That's why he put cats on his lip.
Right, I've been around your neighbourhood sniping cats from the from top window.
All right, my one for C. Centipedes. They are the one creature that I believe has no business existing. I genuinely believe that, like, I can't think of any. This is one where actually, like, I can't think of anything worse beginning with C. I actually can't think of anything worse than a centipede.
They're all poisonous as well, I think.
Yeah, like, they've got no business existing. Have you seen them? Mm. Like, why do they exist?
They just live in caves, man. How that, like...
No, they don't just live in caves. My mum was sleeping a few months back, and one got into their house and crawled on her neck, and it was, like, this long. And she grabbed and threw it across the room. They turned the light on, not knowing what it was, and then found this centipede and everything. No, man, I'd shut down. My body would shut. I'd die.
You go,
it wouldn't have to sting me or bite me, whatever it does. I would just die.
It'd just
be dead.
Windows turning off sound.
Yeah.
Out of life completely.
I've not got any fight or flight response when it comes to centipedes. I would just die. I don't think that, and I don't think you'd ever convince me that there's something worse beginning with C. I think that centipedes are the worst creature to have ever existed. I think they are the worst thing. Like, if God is real, I'd love to ask him why the fuck he created a centipede. Like, that is one of those things that
there is worse, though. There's them wasps that lay, like, eggs in children's eyes.
Don't care.
That's good. Trick the cameras.
With those, they're wasps. Like, do you know what I mean? Yeah, they suck, but...
Cool. Yeah, we're good.
Centipedes are... Nah. Nah, I can't think of that.
What about them fish that, like, if you're pissing in the Amazon River, they swim up you?
Well, won't go piss in the Amazon River. Jack,
we just won't go there then. that's next year's holiday.
You know what I want to know? If you're in the Amazon, you got all these trees to piss against. Why are you pissing in the river?
I'm going to go underwater.
Would you rather would you rather have one of them swim up your knob or a centipede in your bed?
I reckon what I would do is I would just push the piss even harder so it was a stronger current for it to try and climb up.
Nobody can do it.
You've not seen me after I've had a few drinks, man. The pressure that comes out. The power.
It's like a fireman's hose.
I can stand on the other side of the bathroom and it'll make it.
Like you're cleaning your fucking the cement tiles or whatever in your garden. This will be like pressure washer.
Well, what about, like, all right, I'm not being funny. You might disagree with me here. If I see it coming up my piss stream, just put my hand in the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got a bit of piss in my hand, but I've not got fish
on my cock.
It's that quick though, you don't even see it, it's just straight in.
Nah, I've got good reactions, you know, I reckon. Yeah, no. Nah,
and that's like chewing on the inside of your bladder and shit. And it's like eating.
Either way, I'm not voting for cats.
Oh no, I'm fine with that.
What were the other options though? It was car people,
centipedes, cats.
See, I might have to go for car people.
I was going to say, if we're like... So that I don't vote for my own one every time, I would go car people, but I just want it to be known that centipedes are disgusting.
I'm going to lay it out there. I'm maybe a little hypocritical going for car people because I do like watching Top Gear.
Yeah, they enjoy that sort of stuff.
That's fine.
Some people make it their entire personality.
Yeah,
you know,
like,
I mean?
If someone's like mega into cars and they're chatting to me about cars, like, I do kind of switch up.
Oh, my mates used to.
Do you know what I mean?
We'd be out doing free running or something, and we'd be somewhere, and they would hear an engine rev, and they would all go. And go running to go and find out what car this is going past. And I would literally be stood there like, really? I've just never, and the thing is, all my mates know that I'm not interested, so they don't really speak to me about cars and everything. Like, it's fine. I've not got anything against them. It's just cars are not that interesting. Like, I'll watch F1 and everything. I'll enjoy it. I can appreciate a really nice car and everything. But if you start telling me about why this is whatever it is, then I'm not going to care.
Yeah. No.
I think cars are interesting when you got like £100,000 to £1 million. If it's not that, then it's not interesting.
I just you don't. Know what I mean? It's just the whole thing of buying an old banger Corsa and be like, oh, but I put some things on the side.
Yeah, that's
and
what
I've
got I mean.
Spoiler. Like, oh, I've loaded it so I can't go over speed bumps. And it's like, I don't care about any of this.
If it's a polo with a fucking turbo in it, like, and you didn't just buy it secondhand and it happened to have a turbo in, like, you put a turbo in yourself and you're on about how much better it is. Like,
or you put a little exhaust in it so it sounds louder and everything. Yeah. Like, no, thank you.
Like, that's the worst type. If it's like you have a Lamborghini and you could genuinely afford that shit, like, flex it, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. All right, D, Jack.
Dandelions.
We've got very different lists.
Yeah, definitely.
Right, cool. Are these the ones that make you piss?
I don't think they make you piss, do they?
I feel like this is a thing that...
Stupid white flowers making me want to pee.
But they make the little yellow
they're
ones.
They make that like dandelion and burdock drink, and that is like the worst drink ever.
Are they the little yellow ones? They're like,
mate,
like weeds, aren't they?
Are you joking me? It's walnut.
Yeah, no, that is burdock. Nice.
It's a British staple.
But I feel like those are the plants that when you're a kid, people are like, oh, don't pick those because they'll make you wet the bed. Like, I heard that a lot. Like,
that rings a bell.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's dandelions. Yeah.
They're just a bit, they're a whack flower, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like a rose.
They're not a flower, they're a
weed. Flower, Jack Stevens.
They're not a flower, they're a weed.
They're flower, so it's technically a flower, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's a weed. Like,
yeah. A weed's just a plant you don't want.
What's burdock?
Yeah, dandelion.
What's burdock?
The geezer who made it.
Rupert Burdock.
Rupert Burdock.
He's a phone hacker guy.
Alright, D, I've got a really simple one. I've got dripping taps. I mean, if you're in a room and there's a dripping tap in the background.
What are you fucking talking about that for?
Yeah, I know dripping taps is worse. That's why I've gone for it.
Like, it's a one for D. Do you know what I mean?
You were probably looking out your window and went, oh, there's a dandelion there, I need a D. Like...
My list does get better as it goes on.
And it's annoying when people can't do the tap up all the way.
Yeah.
And then you end up having to go in and do it for them.
Yeah.
That's annoying. Get your shit together.
And like when we lived in London, we had a flat. And for whatever reason, we never closed our door at night. Like our bedroom door. My brother and I shared a room. We moved out of London when I was like 13. So it was like when we were really young. But the problem is that the other side of the hallway was the bathroom and my bed was opposite the door. So if that tap was dripping, I could hear it and wouldn't be able to sleep. And then I've got to get up and walk all the way down the bloody hallway and everything to go turn the tap off. Oh, I hate it. Oh, dripping tap is horrible, isn't it?
Yeah, I agree.
It's only horrible if you hear it, though. Like, if you're oblivious to it.
Well, if you were just not in the vicinity.
You could say that about anything on this list.
If I didn't know any car people,
they wouldn't bother me.
Well, yeah, I guess
what's a car?
I don't know. If I don't hear the tap, then I don't actually care. Do you know what I mean? It's not like...
you're not having like an afterthought of it, but if you can hear it, that's...
Well, for me, cool. Like the thought of dandelion and burdock in the shop...
It raises you.
Why didn't you pick dandelion and burdock? Why did you go dandelion?
Dandelion does both, doesn't it?
Oh.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, Adam, what you got for D?
I've got dreadlocks on white people.
All right.
Does my fucking nut in.
It's worse with ginger people.
It's like...
I think ginger people dreadlocks doesn't work.
Why is that bothering you? Like, it's a natural
He wants to turn those into dreads, doesn't he?
I don't even want to get dreads.
All right. So here's the thing. I'm not like about like, you know, stuff like cultural appropriation and stuff like that. It's not that reason.
Right, as long as you're not screaming.
Because, it's not because of that. I've got stretches in. You can argue that's cultural appropriation from fucking like Norse and fucking African people. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't have any concern with that.
Did Norse people do it?
Yeah, there's like fucking...
No, there's all sorts of...
Most sorts of cultures. Yeah.
But well, to be fair, like, most English people have Norse DNA anyways.
Yeah, dreads on white people. It just looks shit. I've got no concern about the fact that it's like, unless you're in like Game of Thrones and you're like a fucking wildling or something, but like just normal some fella called Steve who's got a trust fund.
Oh my god, that is so funny because I was literally about to say, in fairness, I do know a white guy that looks really good with dreadlocks and his name's Stephen.
they're normally backpackers.
Is he from Stevenage?
No, he's from America.
They're normally backpackers, they've normally got a trust fund.
You've watched In Between Us 2 recently, haven't you?
No, but they just are. They got that stereotype spot on, mate. I just think dreads on white people just look shit. Like, black people look sick, mate. Do it as much as you want. Like, you know, every kind of style, you know what I mean? white people, just leave it alone. Just doesn't look
good. Yeah, but I feel like white people more comes down to your personality than rather than the hair.
I just think it looks shit.
I think the white guys that get dreads.
Look at me, everyone. I've got dreads, tend to be white, very
egotistical. And,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, imagine you met a guy with dreads who's like, he's actually sound like down to earth.
I'm sure some of them are alright, but it's just like. They just have long hair like how you do. That looks sick. You know what I mean? Just do that. Fucking stick it in a bun. Maybe put one down on. I just think dreads on white people looks shit.
It doesn't bother me so much. Like, I wouldn't have it, but
no,
it doesn't bother me. But I know someone who I think it looks really good on, and I would find it weird if he shaved it or something, or if he like undid it all and had it like your hair. I would find it really weird. But he also had like bottle caps that he had put onto his dread and then bitten them, so it was like clamped around the dread and everything. And so, like, but his whole look, like, it matched his whole look. Do you know what I mean? It wasn't
was
just
kind of like a surfer kind of guy, or
I don't know. Like, he could have done it. He's from Idaho, if I remember right. So he likes like mountain climbing and all this shit. Yeah. Like, so like, I don't know. So my only point of reference, the only guy that I've ever known who's white that's got dreads, I thought it looked really good on, but. So I've not really got that much of an issue with it.
Fair enough.
I don't have a major key issue with it. I know what you mean by like the personality thing, but I think that's more of a person. And also, this side note, do you know how much effort it is to actually have dreads?
Yeah, exactly. So why'd you go through all that effort?
I wouldn't
look shit anyway.
Because like, if you lay it, so you, the thing is...
You took like, an L, pal, that's what you did.
Well, people say, oh, your hair naturally dreads, but when it naturally dreads, it becomes one massive lump. It doesn't actually become like a strand.
Yeah.
You have to like put a lot of effort in to keep them separate.
Yeah, I don't know how it works because... So I might sound like a complete moron here. But when I was a kid, I thought your hair grew out the end. I didn't know it grew at the
end. Yeah, that's the same.
So if hair grew out the end, dreads would be really easy to manage. But the fact that they grow from your head kind of thing is the base that you've got to get into the dread line.
Yeah, that's got to stop them going together.
It's probably not worth the effort.
It's not worth it.
Especially if you've got like straight hair or something.
Where if you see someone with like natural dreaded hair, it looks like a beaver tail. It looks horrible. So
I think it's between dripping taps and dreadlocks on white people.
I'm fine with that because that was dandelions probably isn't the best answer. I'll go for dripping taps because I don't think it's the worst thing having dreadlocks. I think just the personality is a lot of dreadlock.
It's tough for me because I said I know someone that I'm like, but their whole look is like, all right, my go. So we've got E. I've got ending a film as a dream.
Oh, it was all a dream.
Oh, mate, I can't stand
like,
it.
I was like, what?
So yeah, when you get to the end of a film, it was like, oh, it was all a dream. Like, granted, they don't do it very often.
Like the Twilight Saga.
Yeah, exactly. That was the one that I had in mind. Like, I also hate in films and
Dallas
TV shows.
As well, didn't it?
I've not watched Dallas.
It's a show back in the day, but it was famous for this character got written out, got killed off. And then he was off the show for like a year and the story progressed like a soap.
Just a lazy...
And then he tried to get all the jobs and he realised that he was like basically not... like getting any other work, so he wanted to be back in the show. So they wrote the famous thing was they wrote him back in by having the one of the characters wake up and the last like year of the show being a dream. And
the only
was it Lost meant to be have been like Lost it's a bit like that. It's like oh they're already dead or something.
Lost kind of works though, I think.
I thought Lost ending was so shit.
I think everyone thinks at the end because of Lost was.
Yeah, but it's like that. I think they were planning that from the start, though, because...
No, they really weren't.
They're not.
No, so I think it was... The show takes such a U-turn.
It's like, you know, have you seen Line of Duty?
No.
So Holly and I watched it through. Mate, honestly, it is really good. But they built up this character, this mystery person known as H and everything, and... The whole thing was trying to find out who this person is, and they keep finding out people who is underneath H and building up. And they're like, oh, we're nearly there. And I think by the end of the show, the problem was that the writers never knew who H was. So at the end of it, they kind of just pluck a geezer out who's already been in it, and you're like, oh, is that it? Kind of thing. I think that's how it is with a lot of films when they have dream sequences or when they end as a dream. It's like, you just didn't know how to end it, and you didn't have a direction you were going. You just kept seeing what I heard that we've lost. Apparently, they were just trying to see what they could get away with. Like, apparently, just kept doing all this stuff and everything, and seeing how long they could go on. But I've only ever seen the first season.
With Lost, though, there was a whole like imagery of being like.
I fucking loved that show when it was on. Like when I was watching it,
yeah,
fucking amazing. That first season, incredible.
Yeah, like, first season I've ever
watched. I thought though because it was all like the imagery of heaven and hell kind of thing, or like being in purgatory, and then like them being all dead at the end, kind of made sense.
Yeah, but like, at the same time, you're like...
It's not as lazy as some of the other films.
It was weird, really. They did, like, two alternate timelines going on at the same time. It was really weird, but... Yeah, I get where you're coming from, that.
Also, to check, did you start that?
No.
We'll have to use the audio for
that. Yeah.
I realised, like, 10 minutes ago, I was like, I don't think Jack started.
I thought it was a start. So, E ties in with my B. Emus. Fucking, what are they?
You know, they are freaky.
They are freaky. They're massive. Yeah. When I went to Hungary 2 years, 3 years ago, whenever it was, there was a massive one. And
are they native to Hungary?
It was in a nature place.
They're like ostriches, aren't they?
Yeah.
I bet they're your own. I'm surprised sea wasn't chickens.
Yeah, yeah. No, fucking hate them. The bigger they
every
are,
species.
There was years ago, there was a fucking, I think it was like an emu or something, was on, like, I'm a Celeb, and they had to go, they went into a room, they had to, like, grab something, like, and walk around this, like, in a dark room, around, like, an ostrich or an emu or whatever it was, and they were fucking grabbing this key, and they started, like, flapping and shit, and they were like, ooh, I couldn't watch it, I think I passed that. I can't stand them. So, sorry, emu.
Right,
it's on there.
There's something really funny about that. I don't know why, but
man's elevators.
He really went, shit, E, what can we do? Evil people, end of the world. Nah, we'll go for that one.
Elevators. I understand. Well,
that would be a good one. End of the world news reports. Can I change it?
No, you can't change it.
No, it's too late. Elevators.
You can't use us as inspiration to change your list.
You'd rather us get rid of elevators and...
Right, elevator. Well, I'll tell you why elevators, because it's not just me doing that.
It's the only place his music will get played.
No, because... Elevators, like, you're just stuck in a box with, like, random people. It's so awkward, isn't it?
Yeah, but I like talking to people.
It is awkward.
It's weird.
It's only awkward if you make it awkward.
When someone speaks,
I know. Or if you get in a lift. Like, we once got in a lift. I can't even remember where it was. It was, like, a public lift, like, in the street. We got in and there was, like, just walked in, closed the door, going up, homeless dude just asleep. Just going up and down.
Oh, yeah.
It's too awkward. You know,
yeah, you'll get homeless people everywhere.
Yeah, but like you just realise, like, oh shit, I didn't even see you.
My biggest problem with lifts.
There's like all the homeless drugs.
Yeah. My biggest problem with lifts are when you get in one and you can smell and see a puddle of piss.
Yeah.
That's my problem with elevators. Yeah, when you get into like one of the upper, other than that, doesn't bother me that much. I like jumping up and down in them to scare people. I'm that guy, like Holly and I have been a lift and I go, whoa, and she'll hold on to the walls. But yeah, no, like, yeah, they don't bother me, but
when it starts creaking.
See, now if you said elevators filled with piss, I would have voted for you straight away, like off the bat. Like, I wouldn't have even had to think about it. I would have been like, oh yeah, to be fair, that'd probably be nastier than ending a film as a dream. But
yeah, piss. Elevators.
Exactly. Elevators. If you said homeless person in this corner,
yeah.
There's a spider in the on the ceiling, like you could have set the scene.
Shocking.
Which one
are we voting for?
Emus, elevators.
Ending a film as a dream.
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah. Ending a film as a dream.
Ending a film as a dream, I'd say, yeah.
Yeah, I was leaning towards elevators.
You're slowly conquering your fear of birds. I like
no,
it.
No. If anything, I'm more scared of them, Jack.
Maybe at least not the worst on this list.
So I swear to God, if F is flamingo, what's your F? He wants to change.
No, it's not. It's not actually.
He's like, damn, this isn't as good as Flamingo.
Flamingo's pretty cool, though.
Well,
you can have your opinion, Jack. None of this happens.
Flamingos can't fly, though, can they?
They can. So, this is a little bit off topic. I don't want it to take too long. But have you ever seen the film Chicken Run?
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think?
That one's alright.
Oh, because he loves when the chickens get made into the pies and stuff. That's why it's an alright film.
For the bad guys in
there. See, anime.
Do you like a chicken pie?
I love eating chicken, mate. I just don't want to fucking see it.
Would you eat emu? Because you can eat emu, can't you? That's a thing you can
get. I probably wouldn't. I know ostrich burger is quite popular in England.
Yeah.
But
like
food.
Alright, F.
Fangirling. So people that fangirl over like every fucking, like, you know, like they'll have like a
fangirl over like Action Bronson or
no, I mean more so like fun bases where people.
That's a violation.
I'm just fat and you know what I mean.
No, you also got the same glasses as him at the time as well. He had the gold rim ones, and then you got the gold rim ones.
Oh, I didn't know that. I genuinely didn't know.
All right, it was coincidence then.
I don't think he wear glasses, does he?
Yeah.
What about fangirl and over Rag and Bone Man?
I don't fangirl. I just look a bit like him.
Oh, you're sick as a song.
For fuck's sake. I mean like people.
After all.
People that are on these, like, so it really stands like the Tumblr days, to be honest. You know, like fan accounts. Or,
yeah.
The whole personality is built off of like a fictional character.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or a TV series. I just think it doesn't. Yeah, I hate it, but I just think
it's pretty whack, though, isn't it?
Dude, like, just have a personality. You know what I mean? It doesn't all come down to this one TV show that had a terrible ending. You know what I mean? Like, because they all mostly do. You know what I mean? Just something. I was struggling for F, not a bit, to be honest, but I think that one was probably close.
No, I think Fangirl is all right because you've got some people that will love something so much that they will refuse to see the negative in it whatsoever. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like people that look like, all right, let's say, like, I really like Eminem, for example. Let's say you play a song to me and it's not a great song or something.
Just say, yeah.
I could be like, yeah, it's not a good song. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But it's the people that are like, no, every song is amazing. People like it with Adele and Ed Sheeran a bit and like Taylor Swift and, like, and Beyonce.
I love Ed Sheeran. His newest, very new stuff, not so keen on. I like Divide. I don't know, people weren't so keen on but for me that was the pinnacle of like my uni years.
But I'm a snob when it comes to Ed Sheeran because I like his album.
Is pretty flawless.
But that's the thing, like with Ed Sheeran,
Adele's cracking.
With Ed Sheeran, I'm a snob with it because I like his old stuff so much. So I'm kind of like his old stuff, like Plus, and then like those EPs that he did as well, and everything like Loose Change and stuff. I'm like, they're on such a pedestal that I'm like. But I've not got a problem with him changing the way he's got to change, because I'm like, because you can't just carry on making that music forever.
Yeah.
It's just, respectfully, I'm not going to listen to it as much. Like,
I'd rather listen
to the old stuff. What have you got for F?
Flip flops.
Why?
They're fucking annoying, man. Are you wearing them?
Sliders don't
Sliders are stable, flip flops aren't.
Oh, the ones that go between your toes.
If it was a battle between the two, yeah, flip flops are dreadful. Yeah, in comparison, but as a whole, I don't really. It's probably the strongest answer so far.
The ones that go between your toes,
they're fucking horrible.
Yeah,
they hurt your toes, and then some wanker will wear them with socks. How does that work?
it doesn't make any sense. Yeah. But like, they're just horrible. They're horrible shoes. Why were they even invented?
You know what they call them in Australia?
What?
Thongs.
That's weird.
This is weird, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
F, I've got Freddo prices. It's not right.
Yeah.
It's wrong.
Preach.
It should not cost 70p for a Freddo.
Should be 10.
This is how British people measure inflation.
Brexit Britain right here.
It's getting bad. The Freddos are going to buy
exactly
by
like
a penny.
Imagine going into a shop and finding a Freddo for a pound. It's going to happen one day.
Yes.
Mate, we're going to seem like such old people when we say to our kids they used to be 10p. And they're going to say, but they're £5.70 now. Like, how old were you when this happened? Like, how many years ago was that, Dad?
To be fair, when they're like, because they're going up more and more, there's almost no point
I don't buy
them anymore.
No, I don't buy them.
You might as well just say fuck it. I'll get Twix.
You know what's still cheap? Chomps and fudge. They're still like 15p.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll go for one of those. Why would I go for a Freddo for like 60p now?
Yeah. Which is just.
It's just chocolate. A little bit of chocolate.
Nothing else to it. And there's nothing wrong with just chocolate, but if you're looking at Freddo for 40p, and then you see a Kit Kat Chunky or like a Twix for like 55p or 60p, then why wouldn't you just choose that? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The only benefit of Freddo was
cheap. 10p. Yeah.
It's like, I've got fuck all money, I'll get re-throw.
You get to the till, they're like £4.90, and you, well, it was like in the school days or something, they're like, oh, it's 90p, please, and you're like, oh, I've got 10p. So you look on the shelf, oh, Old Faithful, Freddo, stick it on there.
Yeah.
But now, you have to use your whole quid near enough. Yeah, Freddo and two chomps, and that's it.
So what are we voting for?
Freddo.
Flip-flops.
Yeah, I'm going to go flip-flop, because otherwise I'm just going to keep going for my own answers. Yeah, but the Freddo prices are bad. I think we can all agree that Freddo prices are really bad. It is your first one.
Let me just check.
But... yeah, like Freddo prices are bad. Like it's getting unreasonable. I mean, it was unreasonable a long time ago. But all right, so
we'll wrap up this one.
Thank you for watching. I feel like I probably should have made a list of made a note of like which ones won each one. But it would have been on screen at one point or another. But thanks for watching. Please let us know what you think and let us know what some of the worst things are for the letters we've discussed today. All and right. If you think that. Elevators would have been stronger if there was piss in the corner. Cheers for watching, guys.
See you in the next one.
Bye.